Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now, Dan Hampton, the Hall of Fame Bears defensive tackle who specialized in making opposing quarterbacks see long white tunnels of light with ghostly lost relatives saying, "Go back, it was just a sack." Obradovich, the Bears legend who is picking off passes and grinding offensive linemen into powder while you are still wearing tough skins and drinking Tang. Glenn Kozlowski, the one-time Bears receiver who could catch a pass and a dive, then celebrate four rows up in the stands with the pretzel vendor. Mark Harmon, a confident, independent young man with skills in communication and teamwork. He's what? He's getting married. Well, forget that. This is the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN Radio.
It wasn't pretty, and at times it was ugly, but a win is a win is a win. 19-14, the Bears have their fifth win on the season as they beat the New York Giants at Soldier Field. The Giants now 2-9, and the 19 points the Bears score, that's the second, only the Redskins have scored less against the New York Giants this year, but it was enough to get a win today. Dan Hampton at Obradovich, good afternoon. Kaz will be joining us in a matter of moments as well. OB, having struggled with that microphone over
He's taking a shower. You got to have a shower before you talk about this nonsense we watched today, OB. That or a surgical mask. You know, I just want to tell you. Okay, yeah, you know, your little win's a win's a win. You know, that it's pretty pathetic. Here we are. Here we are at 4-6, now 5-6, and we are desperately seeking a football team that you have to reckon with, that is capable, willing, and able to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Today we got down in the mud with a bunch of what, pigs, and wallowed around, and we come out with a win. And you know what? Until the final minute of the game against a very, very bad team looking for anything to hang a hat on, after losing six straight, they almost find a way to win. And you know what, OB? If their kicker wasn't worse than ours and missed two chip shots, we are the ones looking up at the Giants winning this game. It's beyond belief. And you got to say, oh, well, don't go crazy and say, oh, you know, they won. Hey, folks, what are you trying to do? What is the objective? To wallow around with a bunch of pigs and finally find a way to win, or be a dominant team that is willing and able to vie for championships? This thing today, it was a joke.
Well, here, first things first. Congratulations to the Bears organization. I mean, my God, somehow they managed to get a win, and you're playing. This was their 11th game. And they were 2-8 coming into this game. I'm talking about the New York Giants. We should have throttled this team. Unbelievable. I mean, this should have been a 40 or 50-point offensive game for us against this team. They're about almost last in every category you could think of, offensively and defensively. And again, I know we won a game. Kudos to it. But I'll tell you what. The big storms are coming. They're heading one after another here in the near future. But what I want to tell you, we're trying to struggle. Who are we? Who are we? Are we a complete, total football team? No, we're not even close to it. Let's take offensively. Okay? How well do we run the football? Poorly. Game after game, quarter after quarter. Okay? Passing. Beyond pathetic. Beyond pathetic. Who are we offensively? We're into, what is this now, our 11th game? And we don't know who we are. We have no absolute identity at all. Look at our defense. If the kid didn't miss, like Dan mentioned, two field goals, we lose another game to an inferior opponent. This guy, Nagy, and his staff does not have this team ready to compete in the National Football League. And anybody that tells you is an absolute fool or an out-and-out liar. You see it right in front of you. It's disgusting. What the hell goes on here? My God, 16 games again to make yourself a world championship. Last year, we went 12 games, 11 on defense. And they had everything going for them, every break. And coming into this year, does that coaching staff realize it? Has Mitch Trubisky realized it? Is he a better quarterback this year than he was the prior year or the prior year before that? No. He's gone backwards. And whose fault is it? Nagy, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, who is also our offensive coordinator and play caller. My God. This was terrible today. I know we won the game, and probably a lot of you people think I shouldn't be saying this or doing this, but I really don't give a damn because you can't fake what you saw out there today. That was poor coaching, and that was poor play by our offense, and thank God we were playing the New York Giants at home.
At home.
At home.
And think about this, Obey. They outplayed us from the opening kick. We were kicking it out of bounds. Our first punt was a shank. And then all the nonsense down at the goal line where we went for two and then we got the pick and Nagy went nuts. And then we got penalty after penalty to back us up where our kicker misses an extra point. He misses an extra point. This, again, if you think that this satisfies the quotient for being a competent NFL team, you are woefully wrong.
We are. This is so sorry what's been going on this year. To all that anticipation about the 2019 season and talking about the Super Bowl and how phenomenal our defense is and that Trubisky's going to grow, nothing has happened. None of that has happened, folks. Our offense hasn't grown. They've regressed. Our quarterback hasn't grown. He's regressed. You talk about our defense, Akeem Hicks goes down, our big inside man that destroys everybody. And guess what? Khalil Mack, the world law guy, the last six games, what did he have? One sack today? The week before, he didn't even get a tackle. They're gone backwards, folks, right in front of our eyes. And I am not going to sit here and say they're well coached. Their game plan is spot on. They are not. They're just a lucky football team. And thank God again, we had the Giants at home. Or guess what? It would be god-awful in football terms.
Yeah, they put together, guys, and they put together a 96-yard drive on the Bears.
When 98.
The defense,
it was on the 2-yard.
Yeah, 98.
Line.
Where the defense needed to take control of the game. 6 minutes left when they start there, and they actually not only score, but they score on 4th and 19. Fourth and 19, and the guys.
Those are all pro safety standing at the end zone trying to make a play on an interception instead of doing his job and playing
the
ball
deepest guy
and knocking it down.
Right, that's all he had to do. But
just sickening.
He doesn't, and so now we end up, and you know, shockingly, he actually threw a ball. Didn't run three pass plays, but you knew it was a pass because he got in shotgun with no running back, so he had to throw it. But they go three and out. Literally. It's. I understand. You know. You always want to win. It's a week to week NFL. But when you're playing a team like that, and you're putting them to sleep, it's 19. It was time to put them to bed.
Yes.
19-7, and then they come roaring back. It's not acceptable. It's not good football. It's dumb football.
It just wasn't this week, Glenn, and just wasn't this game.
This is a whole year.
It's about. And I'm going to go back to what I just said a few minutes ago. Okay, this coaching staff has taken this team from 2018 to 2019. And with all that was expected of them, all right, they went to training camp. Again, what did they do in training camp in the offseason? Nothing. Nobody played in the exhibition season. And what you've seen so far in 11 games, we struggle mightily on both sides of the ball. Listen, and folks, we got to play again. We've got some tough games coming up. We've got to play the Dallas Cowboys. We got to play the Kansas City Chiefs. We got to go to Green Bay. We got to go to Detroit this coming Thursday. We got to shut out the season against Minnesota. I tell you what, we will not be playing the New York Giants, folks. And the Nagy comes out again with another stupefied offensive game plan. We're not only going to lose, we're going to get our backside handed to us in a lunch bag.
So Detroit is on Thursday. It's 11:30 kickoff. We'll come on back and get going more on this game. 312-981-7200. OB, I love that you're still looking at the schedule and thinking about the games and possibly winning games and somehow turning the season around. Because
in an abstract way, the Bears are in the playoffs. They started today. We found a way to win. But you're not going to go to Detroit and beat them. You know that we started inside our own 10 four times in the first half. The Giants outplayed us top to bottom. And that is a crap team. A crap team with a rookie quarterback that leads the league in turning the ball over. Sickening.
It was not pretty. And the play with Eddie Jackson in the end zone, there were three Bears there. Buster Screen got beat, and you can throw – Prince Amukamara was there, and then Eddie Jackson was, I guess, the worst on the play.
But let me tell you something real quickly here.
He's a safety. He has to be behind the pass.
What? Inherent in the name, safety. You're there to make a play on the ball, knock it out. Go,
man. You know, I was just saying, you're talking about, where does it come from? Coaches. It's a setup on offense, setup on defense. It's position coaches. Are they reaching the players? Are they making them understand? Obviously, they're not. This coaching staff is not a qualified coaching staff to be in the National Football League. You may think that's a little too harsh. All you have to do, folks, is look after game after game after game, and you wonder, what are they doing? What's happening, OB? What's this? What's that? They stink. That's what it is.
You know what? They're not coaches. They're fluffers. Here's the deal. Hey, Allen Robinson, we like him, right? How pathetic was his effort on the penalty? And yeah, it was a questionable call on the pick.
Should have been a touchdown.
But hey, all you got to do is run in there and turn your back to the guy. Instead, he acts like he's blocking him, which gives the official an out to call it. That's coaching. That's pathetic coaching.
Yeah, that was a horrible. It was a pick play. Glenn, I mean, that's a pick.
Coaching is really subpar this year, and nobody can refute that. All you got to look from game plan to game plan on both sides of the ball. You tell me those players we got, they're that bad? I don't think they're that bad. But I'll tell you who's bad, Nagy and his pathetic coaching staff here. Not a one of them would be qualified. You think Bill Belichick would hire one of these guys to be on his staff? Not in your life.
312-981-7200 is the phone number you want to jump in. Bears beat the Giants 19-14. 312-981-7200. This week on Chicago's Best, a food mecca just outside of O'Hare, from classic Italian to old school steak at Chicago's Best of Rosemont, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Coming on back here with your calls and a whole bunch of reaction, and we'll take a look at the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, in his day. A couple of picks in there, a touchdown pass. It was up and down. We'll do that next, 720 WGN.